We're the Hang Zone, Dan and Jake, here on The Ticket.
You may have heard.
Gen X Davey is sitting around here, and you are welcome just to keep that headset on all day, or, I don't know, whatever you
do. I'll put it on.
I don't care.
It'll make me look more official.
Davey. We say a fish.
Sorry.
Here from noon to three. Don't have a lot of time.
It'll make me more a fish.
Jack is engineering.
How about Jack?
Is this your first road trip, Jack?
When is Jack off?
He's off at about 7, right after your show, I think.
Okay.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, this is my first one with the ticket, so...
Wait.
With the ticket?
With
leading
who
statement
else?
Guy? What does that mean?
Well, I go with UNT football.
To the Super Bowl?
Not to the Super Bowl, but, you know, the
he road
games. Road
trip.
Oh. Yeah, so I...
So you go see UNT on the road, like where?
Yeah. Oh, I'm their Warm engineer, up, so
it's just an honor.
You're not following any of this, are you?
I'm not. Yeah. Not at all.
How old are you?
22.
Yeah, bro.
What time did you go up last night?
Like 11:30.
Whoa!
That's so early for you.
Well, all y'all go to bed so early.
I went up at 8.
Corby left me at like 9:30, and I was like, well, I guess I'll just chill in the lobby for a second, have a couple more brews.
Anything to avoid sleeping with Killer.
Ooh.
So we do want to do a segment called What's It Like to Room with Killer, because we have two guys here who have experienced that. Blake, for many years, will go to training camps and Super Bowls, and we would love it because he would just give us story after story about how it sucks rooming with Killer. Now we
that
have a
son
new
of
guy.
A bitch.
So
he's
how was it?
It's been all right. The first night was rough.
How come?
So we got here Saturday, and then we go out with Corby. He's worn out about the bus, but then we go to these bars and stuff, and Killer keeps saying like he hasn't drank in a long time.
Hey,
and so then like we drink. Killer's like super drunk. I'm pretty drunk.
I heard he had 8 beers and a shot.
Yeah,
8.
Yeah,
yeah. We
which
all...
used to be something I could kind of handle, but even in my handle it days, I'd be drunk. Now, if you haven't drank in a while,
sounds awful.
Yeah. So I woke up at like 6. I ran. Like it didn't faze me at all. But, like, Killer was in bed till 11, like, dry heaving. With the, it just, yeah. You made me go get him toast in the lobby.
Toast?
And then
toast.
I had to go get Advil from the car in the parking garage.
Just toast.
Just one piece.
Just one?
That's all
not
I
even worth
just
it.
Just to try and hold it
and
down.
He ate it in bed, and there's crumbs everywhere.
Got to soak it up.
Do what? Jack, could you get me some toast?
One piece of toast and Advil from the car.
Meow.
So why did you ask, Blake, you asked Jack during the break if Killer brought a book?
Yeah, because my theory is Killer will bring a book around just to make people think he reads.
Because it's a smart prop.
Because so you've never seen him reading the book?
I've never seen him reading the book, but I've seen the same book across like 5 different trips.
So it's one step below LeBron.
Exactly.
LeBron will be photographed reading the first page
first
of a book.
There's no bookmark in it, and when you ask him what the book is about, he always says he's just getting into it.
It's too early to tell.
But it just stays on the same place on the nightstand. He never picks it up. He never moves it. Nothing. It just sits there the whole trip to make you think, yeah, Killer reads.
You excited about being here?
I'm really excited.
Is this cool?
It's really it's awesome.
What's standing out that you didn't know? That you weren't prepared for?
All the ass?
It's just kind of intimidating walking in
all
here.
All the top shelf box. As they say.
No, they don't.
Oh.
No one does.
It's intimidating, you say?
Yeah, just not with y'all, but like
right,
just being here.
We're in bed at 11.
Yeah.
11?
Well, Jake, you said you're in bed at 8?
Yeah, they were
that's
like,
why you couldn't get to the Musers this morning on time?
I was up.
Okay.
I was up. But yeah, they were all giving me heck last night whenever I went back up at 8:05.
That's because you're former Jack. You were the guy that would just go out and do whatever anytime. This is your future. You're going to see it at some point. You get married, you get your second kid, and all of a sudden,
my man.
All of a sudden, you're on a road trip, and you're like, man, I gotta turn in.
Yeah.
It's been a rough weekend. That's former Frank the Tank right there.
Remember that, Jake?
I hung it up.
Got to hang it up. I'm surprised you weren't out late.
He got in late.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I did go around the corner to a pub to have some dinner.
Solo dinner. All sad.
Bellied up to the bar.
Playing.
Mm-hmm. No one talked to me. Then I went back to the room and went to bed.
Dave!
Called your wife. Tell her how you love her.
Yeah.
Babe, it's my first time out of town.
Oh, I can't believe. Miss you so much.
Love you, babe.
I remember when I used to call my wife every day when I was on the road. Now we will... See, you've got kids, so certainly you do.
Yeah.
Now it's... Might text her today. Don't know.
Well, you're empty nesters, so it's like you're barely roommates anymore.
Right. Did Killer call his kid and have baby talk with his kid?
So after I got him, like, toast, I came back, and he was on the phone with his wife.
Uh-huh.
And...
Babe, I'm so sorry I drank so much.
Was he trying to
pretend
he was sober?
Well, he didn't say that at first. He said he was feeling sick, and then he said he went drinking with Corby, and then her tone changed.
As it will.
She was not pleased?
Yeah.
The thing is, too, about Killer is... Blake,
I thought this was a work trip.
Blake used to tell us he doesn't change his volume or topic depending on if there's somebody in the room.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, if Jake walks in and I'm talking to my wife, well, I'll get down a little bit. And
yeah,
just,
for sure.
All right,
like
hey, I got to go. Jake's
person.
Here.
Yeah.
Where Killer will be like, oh, what consistency is the poop? Oh, okay. when he, right? Wasn't he talking? He used to talk to his dog on FaceTime.
Yeah, he would FaceTime his dog, Molly, which I hate that I know his dog's name. And then...
AM.
And then, he would answer the phone in the car, and he would just keep it going over the speaker. And they got into what the kid had eaten, what its poop looked like. It was awful. Right in front of me.
That's the killer for you.
That's the one rule. I'm not allowed to poop unless the shower is on.
Because I'm sorry.
He doesn't want it to stink the room.
What does the shower do?
So wait, Killer has given you this directive?
That directive and no recording in the room is the two rules
about that. I ruined that one.
Oh, did you record Killer?
Yeah, I recorded him snoring and gave it to you guys to play on air the next day.
So he tells you that if you want to relieve yourself, you have to turn the shower on.
Yes. He said do not blow up the bathroom.
What's he going to do if you do?
I don't know.
Yeah, you want to test that?
Please do.
I kind of want
Why don't you
to.
Have me up there later?
I kind of just want to leave like a turd.
Yeah, don't
flush.
A floater.
A little floater.
All right, 12:57 here in the Hang Zone, live from Super Bowl Radio Red in Phoenix.
We should get Killer for one thing. Come here for a second, Killer.
Sorry.
I know, Blake. We got sports talk to get into, but...
Do whatever you want, man.
Sorry, I don't do sports very well.
No, I was apologizing to Jake because he's wanting hard to get into the game.
Yeah.
He's just up my ass all morning.
Big game.
It's like, but what do you think of the offensive line of the Chiefs? And I'm like, hold on, man. Let's do it on the air. So do you think if you drop a deuce in your hotel bathroom, if you turn on the shower, that's going to eliminate the smell?
No, I don't think it will, but you'll be in there the entire duration that you've dropped a deuce.
What?
What does that mean?
So, say you go in there for... You drop your deuce.
To reset, Killer and Jack, our engineer...
Okay, so first off, this guy shows back up at the room at 2 a.m.
But wait a second. I need to reset first. Jack told us yesterday you gave him a rule, two rules. Don't record him, and that's because of Blake.
Yes.
Sorry.
Blake's a jerk.
Blake used to record you.
Mm-hmm.
And the other rule is if you drop a deuce, turn the shower on at the same time.
No, I said you're not allowed to drop a deuce unless you're about to take a shower, because then you have to be stuck in that bathroom with your own stench during your entire shower.
Interesting.
Otherwise, you go down
really,
to the lobby.
That's a tight rule there.
If I have to go, I go downstairs to the lobby.
Because you care about your roommate.
Yeah, I don't want him to have to suffer through what I've done. I did that with you all the time. Don't even go there. You know I went to the hotel lobby.
Don't even go there.
But this guy gets back in from hooking up.
Whoa,
at 2 o'clock in the morning.
He wanted that out there, bro.
It's out there.
Blowing up the spot.
That's an allegation.
So he comes back at 2 o'clock, goes straight to the bathroom and starts taking a shower and turns, I guess, was it just the YTD didn't suck or something?
Hey, I was reliving the glory.
Turns his phone on, playing audio at full blast at 2 in the morning.
And you have to get up at 4?
I have to get up at 3. So 1 hour before I actually have to get up, he's blasting and waking me up.
That son of a bitch.
Yeah, I wanted to kick his ass.
You were out till 2?
Yeah.
Wow. I think I last saw you at 9:15.
Yeah,
First, he came back to the room to change, to go, and we spent 10 minutes trying to find his room key because he thought he'd lost it, and he just had it in his pants pocket.
This is I love this buddy comedy.
This is great.
Quite nice.
Did you go out with anyone or just... solo.
I just hung out in the lobby the whole night, you know? Just hung out.
Lay down the vibe.
See any stars?
See the scene, you know? No. Just hanging out.
I guess you wouldn't even know. Like, would you know who Mike and the Mad Dog is?
No.
Okay, because I rode up an elevator with the Mad Dog yesterday.
As did I.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He looks real disheveled.
He does. He does. He looks beaten.
So you've met your match.
My match.
This roommate thing is really...
Oh, it sucks.
Okay, well, thanks, Killer.
I'm like twice his age, and I'm rooming with him.
We appreciate all your efforts.
Well, you're mentoring him.
What?
Huh?
Maybe.
Showing him the ropes.
So, bye.